Heavenly Father, we give you glory for this time that you have given to us again. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word. And Lord, we thank you for all those who are there prepared for this word. I pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, this word will bring salvation, bring healing. It will touch life. It will bring your awesomeness into their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that as we share your word this morning, help us to speak as your oracle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Let your name be glorified, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to welcome you to this very important time on radio. I'm sure I meet you well. I want to thank God because I know God is your keeper, and I know that he that watch over Israel does not slumber nor sleep. I know that God will continue to help you. No matter what you are passing through, you know, he's your anchor, he's your strength, and he's your redeemer. He will not leave you and he will not put you to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to look unto him, to look unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of your faith. And I'm sure that very soon you will have your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank God this morning for all those people encouraging us, those people who are sharing with us on this program, the impact of this program upon their lives. I am so encouraged, and I thank God for all that you are saying to us. Now, you can help me to call somebody, or you can, you know, invite, phone somebody around. The church on air is now on this channel, and I'm sure that God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning because last week we are talking on a very important topic that says how we can have intimacy with God, how we can be close to God, you know, how we can be connected to God. And that was what we were discussing last week. And by the grace of God, I am going to continue on the same topic this morning. So we are talking again on keys to intimacy with God. Last week, we talked about commitment and faithfulness. And also, we talk about love, love for God. You know, love brings intimacy, you know. Then we talk about respect, you know, in the area of honor and reference to God. That when you honor God, when you fear the Lord, you know, you're not going to sin, you know. When you fear the Lord, you will do his will, you know, and not your own will. So today, by the grace of God, we are continuing on, you know, keys to intimacy with God. Today, which is number four key, is that you must trust and have faith in God. If you want to have intimacy with God, then you must know how to trust him. You must trust him that this God is, you know, trustworthy. And surely our God is trustworthy. Can you see now? It's just like your husband and wife. You know, when you married, you know, husband and wife, if there is no trust, there is no intimate relationship. If there is no trust, there is no intimate. If you can't trust your wife, if you can't trust your husband, I am sure that marriage will be shaken. You know, there's a need for trust. For that marriage to enjoy grace, for your life to become gracious, for your marriage to be blissful, then there must be trust. You know, the husband must have trust in the wife, likewise the wife on the husband. So you must trust each other. Do you understand that? So also with God. You know, so also with God. You must have trust in God that God is able. You know, you must have trust in God that God is helpful. You must have trust in God that God is able, according to his word in Ephesians 3:20, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. Do you trust God this morning? Because there is no trust in God, you can't have intimacy. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, and let us read verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
You know, trust in the Lord, not in your common sense. You know, not in a man. Don't put a man your trust. Bible says, woe unto him that put his trust in flesh. Now, put your trust in God. When you put your trust in God, then there will be intimacy. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to understand this very, very well. You know, and I say that, you know, put your trust in the Lord with all thy heart, with all, with all that you have. He said, lean not unto your own understanding in all your ways. In all your ways, tell him he's the one. You know, acknowledge him. Give him testimony, you know. And the Bible says, he will continue to direct your path. I'm sure you want God to be your director in life. Then, you know, when you trust him, you know, when you have faith in him, he will see you through. I bless you this morning. No matter what you are passing through, God will see you through. You know, as you put your trust in the Lord, in the next 24 hours, you will have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Over that issue of your life, over that problem in your life, over that thing you are passing through in life, I prophesy to you this morning that God is coming to your case and God is turning, you know, that situation all around, and your miracle has come in the name of Jesus Christ. So you must trust in the Lord. You must trust in the Lord. You must trust in the Lord. Then you will see the power of God. Psalm 22. Let's read verses 4 and 5. Psalm 22, verses 4 and 5.
Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded.
Hallelujah. Can you see now? David was speaking. He said, you know, our fathers trusted in thee. Eh? They trusted, and thou delivered them. Can you see that? You know, your trust brings deliverance. Your trust brings healing. Your trust brings accomplishment. You know, the more you trust him, the more you will see his mighty power. The more you trust God, you know, the more you depend upon him. Oh my God, are you depending on God or upon the man? He said, you know, he said, our father trusted in thee. They trusted. Can you see now? And thou did deliver them. I see you this morning as you are down there, looking and looking as you say you are helpless. That as you put your trust in the Lord, he will give you total deliverance from every problem of life, from that affliction in your life. If you can trust the Lord this morning, that sickness in your body is over. And I declare it right now, by the grace of God and by the anointing of God upon my life, I decree that, you know, you as you put your trust in the Lord right now, you are set free. No matter what has been happening in your life for many years, no matter what you have been passing through, because now you have learned to trust in the Lord, that problem is over in the name of Jesus Christ. In verse 5 of that Psalm 22, it says, they cried unto him and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. Because they trusted, you are not ashamed. You will not be ashamed. I say you will not be ashamed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even at this time, who else will you trust? Who else will you go to? At this time that things look somehow good, at this time that people are, you know, looking here and there for survival, you know, who will you trust? Better come to Jesus. Better come to God. He has promised you. He said in the time of famine, he will satisfy you. He said that, you know, when the needy seek the water, he said, I will give to them. So this is the time you need Jesus. So when you trust him, he will never put you to shame. That's what Psalm 91 says. Psalm 91 in verses 1 and 2. Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust.
You know, he said, my God. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. That's David. He has come to know that it's only God you can trust. It's only God that can be a fortress. It's only God that can be a shield. You know, I see God shielding you from every problem of life. You know, David saw it. He said, Lord, I will dwell, you know, in the secret place of the Most High. Why? Because you are the only one that can secure my life. You hear me? It's only God that can secure life. No more security anywhere. You know, let the blood of Jesus be your security. You know, let there be angelic stand for you. You that you know your life is being molested. I speak to you this morning that every molestation is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are putting your trust in the Lord, I decree this morning that will be your fortress. He will shield you. He will help you. He will cover you from every strange happenings. Things that have been happening in your life, that they have been making you to be down. I nullify those things this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can you see it? It's good to put trust in the Lord. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and need urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program, an interdenominational one-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are talking on keys to intimacy with God. And we are looking at the key of trust and key of faith. That once you trust God, you can have intimacy with Him. Do you know that sometimes, you know, you may not understand what God is doing, but you just trust Him. Sometimes you may not understand what you are going through. You know what Job said? He said, even though he slay me, yet I will trust Him. So you might be in a situation that you can't understand. But don't put away your confidence in God. Don't put away your recompense in God. Don't cast away your faith. You know, put your faith more upon God. Even though the situation looks so calamitous, even though things are not working the way you think they should work, but hear me, still wait upon God. In Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6, Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6.
My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
7 and 8.
In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
God is a refuge for us. No, he's talking, he said, my soul will wait upon you, Lord. No matter what is happening, no matter the situation, my soul will wait upon you, Lord. My soul rests upon thee. What are you resting upon this morning? Are you resting upon man? You are resting upon one power? Are you resting upon one juju? He can't help you. You know, he said, you know, at this time that things look somehow, he said, my soul wait thou upon thee, O Lord, for my expectation is from Him. You know, what are you expecting this morning? As you wake up this morning, as this week is coming to an end today, what are your expectations? As you are entering into a new week tomorrow, you know, what are your expectations? My prayer for you is this, that your expectation will come to pass in Jesus' name. Everything you are expecting from God, everything you are looking unto God for, and you are asking Him, you know, it will surely come. You know, I'm telling you that it will surely come. Why? Because I know that all good things, all perfect gifts come from above, from the Father in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turn. The Bible says in verse 6, in Psalm 6, verse 6, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. This morning I decree, sickness will not move you. Affliction will not move you. Poverty will not move you. Things that are moving me right now, you know, causing them to cry, causing them to die, it will not come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you say a bigger amen to that in Jesus' name? You know, he said, I will not be moved. I shall not be moved. He said, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Now, in that concluding verse, he says, trust in him at all times, ye people. You people that you are hearing this word this morning. All of you that you are hearing this awesome word this morning. Trust the Lord. Trust him. Trust him at all times. Trust him for your situation. Trust him for what you are passing right now. Why? He's the only one that can help you. Hallelujah. Now, let me go to the next key. The next key is God, you know, speaking to you. To have intimacy with God, then you must hear from God. To have intimacy with God, you must what? You must hear. So you must listen. So that is why when you pray, your prayer is not completed until you start to hear from God. Now, the mistake that many of you are making is that when you finish praying, you don't wait a little bit to allow God to what? To speak to you. God is interested to speak. You know, prayer is communication. It's a two-way process. You know, you speaking to God, and God now speaking back to you. But the moment you pray, you don't wait to receive answers to your prayers. You know, that is one of the things that I want you to take care of this one. So after your prayers, you know, wait a little bit. I told them in church that after prayers, after we have prayed, people should be solemn before God. They should look unto God because God wants to speak to them. And thank God that God is still speaking up to now. Hallelujah. God is still speaking up to now, and he wants to speak to you. In John chapter 10, let's read from verse 2 to 4. John 10, 2 to 4.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
They know his voice. Can you see now? The sheep follow him. They know his voice. So, you know, after you have prayed, there's a need for you to wait for God to speak to you. Why? You know, the sheep knows his voice. Now, look at verse 10. Yes.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Don't allow the devil to speak to you. You know, God is interested to speak to you. So, allow God to speak. Now, in verse 27, what does it say?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Wow. So, if you are a sheep of God, not a goat, you know, because there are some people in church today, they are goat, not sheep. Why? Because you can't see a sheep with horn, but you can see goat with horn. So, goat can fight, but sheep, they are very, 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 very meek. You know? So, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me. God said, I know you. You know, in Revelation, he said, I know you, and where thou dwellest. Funny enough, your local government doesn't know you. Even your governor doesn't know you. Your president doesn't know you. But God said, I know you. Can you imagine that? God who made all these, you know, millions of people in this world. He said, I know you. He knows you very well. That was why when you pray, he will send his angel to your address and he cannot miss it. The angel of God can never miss your home address. Can you see that? He said, I know you. And that is because he knows you, he blesses you. You know? So, you know, when after you have prayed, you must listen to the voice. It was just in time of Elijah when he was trying to hear from God. Let's read it in the book of 1 Kings chapter, you know, 19. You know, I want us to read from verse 11 to 13. 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 11. Yes.
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What dwellest thou here, Elijah?
Elijah, what are you doing here? Can you see? First of all, he saw some manifestation that looks like God, but God was not there. You hear me? Not all that glitter is gold. Not all that say, Lord, Lord, you know, we enter the kingdom of God. So all the river you are seeing today, you are thinking, hey, God is here. And there are some people, they are just flowing with, you know, with new things. They are going here and there. You know, they are not stable. Look, the Bible says, Elijah, he saw, number one, a strong wind. God was not in the strong wind. Earthquake. God was not in the earthquake. Then fire. And truly all these things stand for God. God was not there. You know, don't be deceived. Not all the power you see today are of God. That's what he's saying. Not all the power you see today are of God. So don't be moved, you know. But now, Bible says that after the fire, a still small voice. And this voice at last spoke to Elijah. And what did he say? He said, what does that here, Elijah? What are you doing here? Huh? And Elijah was running away. He was running away. From Una, from Jezebel. And God said, what are you doing here? You know, look, I want you to know that God wants to speak to you. You too can hear from God. You don't need to be running to prophets. No, you can hear from God. The problem is that you can't wait. And anyone that cannot wait, we waste. So, when you finish prayer, wait before the Lord. You know, you will see God speaking to you. Because our heart attitude needs to be spoken to. Pray, Lord, here am I, speak to me. Just like what Samuel said. Samuel said, speak, Lord, for your what? Your servant heareth. You know, let's see that in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 10.
And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth.
Can he speak? You know, the first time you see a big God that made the heaven and earth speaking to a child, a 7-year-old boy. And the boy says, speak, for what? Your servant heareth. God wants to speak to you. May you start to hear from God now. As from today, may you receive direction from God. May you, as you read your Bible, may God start to speak to you through that in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because listening to God is the most important part of our prayer time with God. Listening to God is the most important time, you know. And Bible says, blessed are those who hear God's voice and obey. So, when you hear God's voice, you need to obey. Blessed are those. In Luke 11, Jesus was saying that. Jesus was speaking there. In Luke 11, verse 28. Luke 11, verse 28.
But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Blessed. You know, this morning, as I'm running up this morning, he said, blessed are those who hear the word and keep it. That is, blessed are those who hear God's word and they obey it. Now, do you obey God's word? Do you obey God's word? Now, you need to learn that everything that God has said to you, sometimes they might not even make your common sense, but yet you must obey. You know, he told Noah, go and make a gopher ark. And you know that time there was no rain. Rain has never fallen. But he believed. Hear me. You must believe God. You must believe the word of God. You can't fathom what God is saying with your common sense. It's not possible. Now, all you need to say is that, Father, speak. Why? Your servant heareth. In Psalm 46, verse number 10. Psalm 46, verse number 10.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
He said, be still. Be still and know I am God. You know, I pray this morning, may you start to hear from God. May God start to speak to you. You know, when God starts to speak to you, you have a good communication. By the grace of God, tomorrow is Sunday. And tomorrow, by his grace, is our Thanksgiving service. Come and hear testimonies, you know, so that your testimony will come up. When you hear other people's testimony, it will bring forth your own. Tomorrow in the church is a time for, you know, testimony time. It's a time that, you know, we are doing our thanksgiving. Come, let's rejoice together at Christian Dominion Network Ministry. First service, you know, 7:30. Second service by 9:30. I am sure your life will never be the same again. Thank you so much. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927, or visit our website at www.cdnfi.org.ng, www.cdnfi.org.ng. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.